Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we just thank you. We thank you for your great love. We thank you for the Father's love that we can just see in the readings this morning, Lord, where the devil came to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And we see this with the kings of this world and the deceived priests and the deceived people. But Lord, we just thank you that we can see the wonder of your amazing love. Before Jesus knew even how to speak, you were protecting him. You're protecting your child. You protect that which you love. And we thank you for that, Father God. You watch him over him in every way. And we think of times past. We can think of Moses in the same way. There was a horror story there as children were being killed. But you protected Moses and you watched over him, and we thank you not just for Moses. We think of Noah, we think of Moses, we think of Esther and Mordecai, we think of Joshua and his 300 brave men. Thank you, Lord. You know how to protect your people. You know how to watch over your people. You know how to bring your wonderful love and show your wonderful love to generations in the past. And so we thank you, Father God, in these days, Father God, just as the enemy could not nullify your amazing love in people, in chosen vehicles of love, Father God. And you brought about wonderful pictures of redemption, of love, of your amazing love. And we thank you now in these days, having paid for our sins, having brought about life and life abundance in Jesus, Lord, that we can rejoice in salvation, in answers that belong to children of the living God, and we can see your salvation in these days, in these last days where creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. Thank you. In times past, Father God, the devil could not nullify your great love, and I thank you in these times now, these end times, he cannot nullify the wonderful love and the plan and the revival and the wonderful works that Jesus done that will now be done again in his bride, in his body, in his son. Because as the Father sent him, so you have sent us. As much as you love Jesus, you love us. Bless this word to us now in Jesus' name, and let us see the good, Father God. We can see the horror stories of Satan lying, stealing, killing, and destroying. But more than that, we see the love and the favor of God upon your people this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Read Matthew 2 from verse 16 to 23 in LT translation. Herod was furious when he realized that the wise men had outwitted him. He sent soldiers to kill all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, based on the wise men's report of the star's first appearance. Herod's brutal action fulfilled what God had spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A cry was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for they are dead. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. "Get up," the angel said, "take the child and his mother back to the land of Israel, because those who were trying to kill the child are dead." So Joseph got up and returned to the land of Israel with Jesus and his mother. But when he learned that the new ruler of Judah was Herod's son Archelaus, he was afraid to go there. Then, after being warned in a dream, he left for the region of Galilee. So the family went and lived in a town called Nazareth. This fulfilled what the prophet had said: he will be called a Nazarene.
And the TPT ends off in there and says he will be called a branch, because that's what Nazarene had, must mean a branch. And this is what Jesus, he showed the branch of the Lord. He showed the fruits of the favor of God upon a child. The child can't even speak, and yet God showing his favor towards his children. So yeah, praise God. Sunday at church, we got a beautiful word, and it's Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. And it says, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. And that, that rejoicing is something the Lord has been speaking to me. It is something you see, and where I first get the impression of it being brought across by Jesus is when he was saying that for a little while he won't be here, and then a little while he will see, I will see you, he's speaking to his disciples, and he says, and no one will take away your joy. So you see, joy is something to do with Jesus. It's all to do with Jesus. It's all to do with the Father's love. It's all to do with the Holy Spirit's power. It's all to do about redemption, because he goes on to say in that he won't be there for a while, and the world will be rejoicing. So here we can see the wicked rejoicing, the parallel and the horrible parallel of the world's joy, which is deceptive, lies, demonic. But then he says, so you won't see me for a while and the world will rejoice, but then you will see me and no one will take your joy away. Before that, he says, and I will see you and you will rejoice and no one will take away your joy. And then later on, we see Jesus say to his disciples, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven. And then we remember the scriptures that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So can we see this joy is what's come about through a perfect work of dealing with sin, restoring us to our righteousness, the initial plan of God for mankind, and whosoever believes in Jesus partakes of this. So we come into God's covenant and into his God, into his joy and into his plan. And he says, rejoice in the joy of your salvation. So joy is about our story. It's about salvation, and it's rejoicing together with the Lord. So it's flowing together with the Lord, believing what he believes. And it goes on so nicely in some of reading in different translations of Philippians 4, verse 4. And it goes on, let your reasonableness be known and your humility or your kindness. And what is that? Because you're rejoicing in the Lord. You're boasting in the Lord. You're finding your joy in the Lord. And where he is at hand, not far away, he's a very present help. What did Jesus say to his disciples? Lo, I'll be with you till the end of this age. And I'm working back on that blessing. And then just before that, he said, teaching all things I have commanded you, making disciples, baptizing in the name of the Father and Son. Because lo, all authority. He's not the little Jesus. He's not the young Jesus. He's Jesus restored to his glory, all-knowing, all-powerful, everywhere. And guys, this is a new and the better covenant we are in now. In union with the Lord, we are joyful, we are on fire for the Messiah. And then also the important thing, why are we on fire for the Messiah? I go to the beloved disciple, John. He says, our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And what we declare is what we've seen and heard. And we declare this so that you may also rejoice together with us. So we can see, where's this joy coming from? It's revelation joy. It's spirit joy. It's the joy of the Lord. It's our salvation. It's our story. It's the answer for every person out there. You've got a God that has loved you and done a complete work in Jesus Christ. Rejoice in him, because he has become our salvation. Amen. Boast, rejoice in this, that you know and you understand me, says the Lord. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.